Back is Classified. Read out by Greg James from Radio 1. Some actual bargains and some good opportunities today. First one, Becky?
I'll miss this couch.
Okay. It's a couch.
It's time to say farewell to a beloved friend and piece of my personal history, my good old brown sofa. See, I met me a nice lady friend, and we've decided that old Brownie no longer suits our needs. It's a bachelor couch, and I'm no longer a bachelor.
Mm.
Why did you go, Chappers?
Just because the idea of a sort of bachelor brown couch is just like...
But it's a free sofa, so...
I've got a bachelor brown couch.
Yeah, but what goes on a bachelor brown couch?
Go on then, Scott. I sat on that and we did Scott cam. Ew.
I gave it a wipe before I did.
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, people don't just sit on bachelor brown couches.
If that sofa can talk, Becky.
Oh, choking. You turned back into old Blur DJ.
I did. That's not true. My sofa is fine and clean. But it is brown and is bachelor sofa.
This is not to say, however, men only. Oh, no. It's just that this couch has treated my friends and me well for many years, and I prefer to see it go to some nice folks who will enjoy it. Four reasonably sized bums can sit comfortably whilst playing video games, watching DVDs, drinking beers, etc. It's a great couch that brought a lot of joy to those bums, and it's got a lot of bum joy left in it.
Would you say the same about yours?
Actually, yeah, mine's not that old, so it's still got a bit of bum joy left, I would say.
Yes, it's ugly, and no, it's not in wonderful shape, but its surface is even, and its springs have not yet sprung their last. It has been, and may yet be, the site of many lazy Sunday naps. And though many weary drunken heads have passed out on it, it's never been puked on whilst in my care.
Yeah, see, loads of people have slept on mine as well, but no one's ever puked on it.
Yours is wiped clean, though, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Here's the deal. You come and get it, bring a case of beer, and it's yours. I'll even help you load it. The beer's got to be something decent, though.
You're not keen on this, are you, Chopper?
No, to be honest, I'm
I can't get the idea of four bums on your sofa out of my head.
Where's the wife? What's going on in my head at the moment?
All right, let's say no to the sofa then.
Please.
Anything you want from Becky's Classifieds, let us know if you are interested yourself. 8119. Next.
Lost. Big box of crickets on the underground.
Eh?
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I hope someone can find a big brown cardboard box I left on the underground. It was a box of 10,000 food crickets for my three bearded dragon pets, and if anyone opens it, it's really going to be hopping. If found, please contact me, unless you're angry and covered in crickets.
Surely you should be able to hear where a box of 10,000 crickets would be, because they make a lot of noise.
They do make a lot of noise.
Mm. I haven't found them, so sorry about that.
What's a bearded dragon pet, anyway?
Oh, they're cool bearded dragons.
Are they?
But you have to be careful, because I think they carry salmonella.
Interesting
you
fact.
I know, I was watching Blue Peter, and you have to wash your hands after you've touched them.
Right. Brilliant. Thanks for that. Sorry, we haven't found the cricket. Sorry, we couldn't be more help.
My mum needs a hobby. Please help.
Okay. So this is someone's mum who needs a hobby.
Chappers. You could help.
What? Over to you.
Yeah, I could. Just keep going.
I'm really desperate. My mum needs a hobby. She's recently retired and now feels it's necessary to call and email me all day long while I'm at work. Normally I wouldn't mind, but the mindless things she emails me about are driving me crazy. Her latest thing is testing out different fonts on her email. I've been getting an email every few minutes asking my opinion on different fonts.
Oh, God.
Why are you suggesting... I don't like you two inferring that I could be sort of hired out to entertain mums.
Have you entertained kids in that outfit with Scott once?
Well, we weren't very good. What? So now, with mums, I have to go around dressed as a giant frog?
Well, it's better than having to sit and send emails all day.
Yeah,
the other day, she called me to tell me that she found a sweater of mine from when I was in high school 10 years ago and wanted to know if I still wanted it. This was 10:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Another incident this week was when she called to tell me about a wedding that we were invited to in December. Fair enough, I like to know about things in advance. Then she told me to look online to find directions from the station to the reception hall because she'll need to drop me off after the wedding. However, I didn't realise that this was something that needed to be done right away. Lo and behold, 20 minutes later, she sent me an email asking me if I had directions yet. Did I mention the wedding's not till December? So, please, I'm begging you, if you know of anything that I can suggest my mum to keep her occupied... Just let me know.
Mm.
She's your mum. Don't be horrible.
Okay. I don't have anything really. I don't really have hobbies.
Don't you?
No.
What? Nothing at all?
Not really.
I thought you metal detected.
Apart from metal detecting.
On the heat.
I'm watching Dr. Ray on the 90210 cosmetic surgery show.
Well, that's watching TV. That's not really a hobby, is it?
Well.
Mm. And cosmetic surgery.
Tanning? Spray tans?
Spray
that's a
tan.
Hobby.
Yeah,
you have plenty of hobbies.
Get her to do a spray tan and go metal detecting. All right? Next.
Toilet bowl brush. £4.
Oh, no.
This could be the lowest thing that you've ever advertised.
But it's
nice
cheap.
Used toilet bowl brush with white scallop-shaped plastic holder for sale. Brush handle is crooked to reach the hard places.
Oh, good.
The brush head is circular, blue bristles at the tip, and the rest are white. The tip bristles are sort of flattened out from use, but still highly effective in performing the job for which they were designed. It also has a soft grip that is shaped to fit your hand. This is cutting-edge bowl brush technology.
Hmm, that is disgusting.
That is disgusting.
But it's scallop-shaped.
Don't care, it's someone else's.
This is a really nice brush, and the scallop-shaped holder just completes the upscale look of the toilet accessories, even if it is just plastic. Well, what more can I say about this fine item? The only reason I'm considering selling it is because I got a different style one for free that the Labours left when they moved. For a while, I had both in my bathroom, and now I've decided that due to my need for cash, I'll part with this beloved brush and scallop holder.
Wow.
So he's using, or she is using, a second-hand toilet brush already and yeah. Now wants to sell this. And you will buy a second-hand toilet brush?
If he bleaches it a bit first.
It is cheap.
Yeah.
She loves a bargain.
Anything that takes your interest, let me know. That was Becky's Classifieds.